Chapter 102. Translation by myself and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Bess. During today's sword trial conference, Chun Yangguan must keep people from deliberately stirring up any kind of trouble. There were disciples stationed at the foot of the mountain on sentry duty, and to be prepared for contingencies, Yi Bichun even had an elder stationed there as well. With people going up the mountain one after another, it was apparent that the barrier placed at the mountain's base had been rendered useless. The young man's appearance added to the upheaval of what was already a somewhat chaotic and disorderly situation, especially once he brought up Shen Xiao's name. Yi Bichun asked, "May I ask, which person of the Huan Yue Zong would Ge Xia be?" "He's so young, he obviously could not be Yan Wu Shi." "Sure enough," the other person replied, "Zai Xia Yu Sheng Yan, a disciple of Huan Yue Zong's Yan Zong Zhu. I heard that Qing Cheng Shan would be extremely lively today, so I've come up to have a look. Surely, Yi Guan Zhu would not drive me away." Yi Bichun replied, "All who come are guests. This humble Taoist would neither deny them entrance nor leave them outside. Come, bring a few more seats for these honored guests." Yun Xiu Xiu said in a soft and mellow voice, "There is no need to trouble Yi Guan Zhu. The people around us are about ready to make their move anyway. To sit down now, only to get right back up, it's all too troublesome." Yu Shengyan replied with a laugh, "If you don't want to sit down, that's your business. It is difficult for me to conceal my excitement and joy now that I have seen Shen Daozhang, who I have been reunited with after a long separation. I wish to go over to reminisce about the past with him." After saying this, he walked towards Shen Xiao and sat directly on Gu Hengbo's seat. He turned his head to smile at Shen Xiao and said, "I trust you have been well since we last parted, Shi Di." He called out Shi Di in a completely casual and smooth manner. Zhao Qiying, who was sitting beside them, was utterly flabbergasted at this. In her heart, she thought, even though Shen Xiao is extremely familiar with Yan Wushi, he wouldn't be willing to abandon his sect and throw in his lot with someone else, would he? Shen Xiao didn't know whether to laugh in amusement or cry in embarrassment and replied, "Why did Yu Gongzi come here? Where is Yan Zongzhu?" Yu Shengyan teasingly responded, "Why is Shi Di acting as if we're strangers? In any case, I am the one who carried you on my back for the better part of a shichen from Ban Bu Feng. At the time, you were extremely cute and likable. Hao ke ai. When you called me Yu Shi Xiong, with a dazed look on your face, how could you forget? I'm so hurt by this." The arrival of He Huanzong in a group, unlike Yu Shengyan's arrival as a lone ranger, Dan Qiang Pi Ma, made it difficult for people to let down their guard. Even though Yu Shengyan had shown up suddenly and interrupted her speech, he was unable to alleviate the tense atmosphere in the slightest. Li Qingyu stood up and spoke in a cold and detached manner. "If Yun Zongzhu is here as a guest, we will definitely welcome you with great hospitality. If you harbor malicious intentions, please do not blame Chun Yangguan for not being able to entertain you." Yun Xiu Xiu replied with a smile,
"Li Gongzi, hao da de huo qi. Li Gongzi is so fiery. Nu Jia was merely asking a question. Since anyone can take part in the sword trial conference, He Huanzong would naturally also be eligible to participate."
She swept her beautiful eyes over her surroundings, with her gaze landing on Yun Ziyao.
"This must be the Xiao Gongzhu of Liu Li Gong. I've long heard that the disciples of Liu Li Gong are splendidly broad-minded, and that the rankings of the world's martial arts masters are as familiar and clear to them as the palm of their own hands. May I be so bold as to ask Xiao Gongzhu if there's a place reserved for our He Huanzong in your rankings?"
The crowd only knew that Yun Ziyao was a disciple of Liu Li Gong, but they were unaware that she was actually the young palace mistress, or Xiao Gongzhu. With Yun Xiu Xiu's statement directly exposing the other party's identity with her words, if she were to say that she came unprepared, not a single person would have believed her. Yun Zixiao sat in a steady manner with her sleeves closed together. Upon hearing these words, she started rattling out a stream of data without blinking once.
Yun Xiuxiu of the He Huan Zong ranks 9th in the Jianghu. Her subordinate is Xiao Se, who uses a fan as his weapon. The people who he has defeated include the Zhongnan Pai's Zhangmen, Guo Nan, the Liu He Bang's Tang Zhu, Shangguan Xingchen, and Zhan Zhiqian of the Linchuan Xue Gong, and so on. While his martial arts cannot be considered as first tier, it is nevertheless impressive and quite formidable. He Huan Zong's Sang Jingxing ranks 6th in the Jianghu. His disciple is Bai Rong, whose skill lies in her palm techniques. Her martial arts have improved by leaps and bounds due to practicing the secret arts of He Huan Zong. There are other noteworthy disciples such as Xia Han Qiu, Ji Shuang Er, Zhou Cui Yu, and others. Their martial arts are not as good as Bai Rong's, but they can still be considered as some of the rising stars of the Jianghu, thus they should not be underestimated. Even Yun Xiuxiu was astonished upon hearing this, let alone everyone else. The Liu Li Gong is truly worthy of its reputation. I did not know that Xiao Se had previously defeated a disciple of the Linchuan Xue Gong. Yun Shao Gong Zhu turns out to have memorized it so well that the information is at her fingertips. Yun Zixiao's face did not reveal the slightest bit of arrogance nor pride at those words. She replied in an indifferent tone, "It isn't difficult to find out such information. None of it is secret. It only requires asking a few more people and traveling to just a few more places." At this time, someone piped in with a question. "Yun Yangzi, this top 10 rankings that you speak of, are you referring to the rankings from 10 years ago, or the one in the 10 years that followed?" Yun Zixiao replied, "It is the current ranking, of course." The person was unconvinced by this. "The sword trial conference is not even halfway finished, and many experts still have yet to show up. How were the rankings of the current top 10 determined?"
Yun Zixiao responded to his question.
"How could the sword trial conference be able to encompass all the martial arts experts in the world? Today's event is held merely to provide an opportunity for the assembled heroes of the Jianghu to exchange pointers and learn from one another by sparring. Should there be an appearance of one or two newcomers of astonishing talent, the ranking will naturally change to reflect this. If not, the rankings will go in accordance with what was previously determined."
The other party asked again,
"May I inquire as to who the top 10 experts are? Would Yun Shao Gongzhu please bless our ears by sharing this information?"
Yun Zixiao seemed to be compelled to answer every question posed to her.
"The rank of 10th in the Jianghu was originally unstable. At first, it was Xuan Dushan's former Zhang Jiao, Shen Qiao. After Shen Qiao's defeat at Ban Bu Feng, he was replaced by Kun Ye. Later, Kun Ye's Shixiong, Duan Wen Yang, arrived in the Central Plains, and thus he replaced Kun Ye. Some time ago, Shen Qiao fought Duan Wen Yang in the Su residence in Chang'an. Although the match ended with no clear victor, Duan Wenyang had fought against Li Qingyu of Chunyangguan prior to his duel with Shen Qiao, so it can be considered that Shen Qiao had an advantage at the time. Therefore, Duan Wenyang still holds the position of number 10.
Gu Hengbo couldn't help but frown as she said, "Your ranking is too biased. My Shen Shixiong is a genius favored by the heavens and has inherited our Shizun's mantle and his legacy. His defeat on Ban Bu Feng was only because someone plotted against him and caused him to suffer repeated obstructions, which affected and crippled his martial arts. If we are to discuss his original level of skill, he would naturally be more powerful than Duan Wenyang and Kun Ye. How can it be that he isn't even among the top 10?
Yun Zixiao glanced at her, replying, "It is impossible for someone to remain on the same spot forever, neither advancing nor retreating. Of course, there would also be reasons why one may go forth or pull back. Your refusal to hear me out to the end and your anxious interjections, aren't you also acting out of bias?"
Gu Hengbo had the self-awareness to realize that she was in the wrong, so she kept her mouth shut.
but she maintained her leisurely and luminous gaze on the other person. Yun Zixia proceeded to ignore her and continued speaking.
As I had mentioned earlier, the one who ranks ninth in the Jianghu is none other than He Huanzong's Zongzhu, Yun Xiuxiu. Ranked eighth is Tu Yuhun's respected teacher, Ju She Zhizhe.
The crowd had heard of Ju She Zhizhe's name, but none had ever seen him, thus knew very little about him. Someone then asked,
Ju She Zhizhe has never set foot, nor has he involved himself in the martial arts world of Central Plains. How did this ranking come about?
Yun Zixia replied,
Among the three demonic sects, only Fa Jingzhong has traveled to the faraway Siyu, and they have been operating in Tu Yuhun for many years.
Ju She Zhizhe once fought against Fa Jingzhong's Zongzhu, Guang Ying San, and narrowly lost to him, after which he went into seclusion and has not emerged since. Guang Ying San once commented on his martial arts, saying that Ju She Zhizhe's skills were on par with his, and that his victory was purely by a stroke of luck. Upon hearing that she was ranked ninth, merely one rank ahead of Duan Wenyang, Yun Xiuxiu was not angered. Rather, her interest was piqued as she asked,
According to Shao Gongzhu, the one who is ranked seventh must then be Fa Jingzhong's Zongzhu, Guang Ling San.
Yun Zixia responded,
Correct.
Regardless of whether the rankings were truly accurate, as people continued listening, there did seem to be some basis to back it up, not fabricated at random. The more she spoke on the rankings, the more interested the crowd became. If people did not treasure material benefits, then they would value intangible things such as reputation and fame. After all, it's impossible to be completely free of these two things. Everyone has their own vanity and curiosity. The only difference is how much or how little they have, and whether it's too extreme or excessive. Even a zongshi like Yi Bichen couldn't help but show interest alongside the others upon hearing Yun Zixiao's appraisal of the world's talents. How about those who rank higher? While he could still restrain himself, the others around him couldn't help but pursue the matter further. Yun Zixiao replied,
Moving forward, starting from the rank of sixth, these people can be considered as zongshi level experts. Regardless of their character, their words or their deeds, if we are purely to take their martial arts into consideration, these people are more than capable of creating a new sect and establishing their own doctrine.
She had just said earlier that Sang Jingxing ranked sixth. The zongshi level experts obviously included him. Yun Xiuxiu chuckled at this saying,
It seems that Shao Gongzhu speaks highly of Sang Zhanglao.
Yun Zixiao replied in a detached tone.
Yun Zongzhu does not have to be dissatisfied about this. Everyone is well aware that He Huanzong is divided into two separate factions. If you were able to keep Sang Jingxing under control, why would you let him behave in such an oppressive manner towards you?
The internal strife within her sect was ruthlessly exposed by the other party. Upon hearing these words, Yun Xiuxiu's smile didn't falter, but traces of killing intent flashed across her face.
Chun Yangguan is currently the leading Taoist faction. It would then be safe to presume that Yi Guanzhu would be ranked among the top five of Liu Li Gong's rankings.
The person who asked this question was obviously trying to curry favor with Chun Yangguan. Yun Zixiao replied,
Yes, the rank of fifth in the Jianghu should belong to the Guoshi of the Zhou dynasty, Xue Ting Chanshi. However, the martial arts of Xuan Dushan's former Zhangjiao, Shen Qiao, has made great advances, which makes him a possible contender for fifth place. As for the fourth and third place, it would be between either Ru Yan Ke Hui of Lin Chuan Xue Gong or Yi Bichen Guan Zhu of Chun Yang Guan. However, I have never seen the two of them fight, so it is difficult to determine whose skills are superior.
Then what about the first and second place? Someone couldn't wait any longer and tossed out the question.
Yun Zixiao answered,
Huan Yue Zong Zong Zhu, Yan Wu Shi,
may be a contender for the second position. As for the first,
she was not a timid person who would stutter when speaking, but for some reason she did not continue and merely shook her head. The people present were astonished that Yan Wu Shi would be ranked so high. After considering the matter, though, there were very few in this world who could escape unscathed after being besieged by five experts. More importantly, three of the five experts that participated in the attack were ranked amongst the world's top 10 experts. From this, it was evident that Yan Wuxu's strength is astounding. Thus, the idea of him being ranked second wasn't difficult to accept. However, there were others who questioned her. 10 years ago, it was Ti Feng Ge who ranked first. Could it be that since Ti Feng Ge has passed from this mortal world to the realm of immortals, this position must now be left vacant? In the 10 years that passed, not a single person has been able to surpass Ti Feng Ge. Regardless of how the people around her probed and questioned, Yun Zixiao did not speak any further. There were those who tried to use words to provoke her, saying, Liu Ligong's rankings may not be accurate. Given that they can't even determine who should be ranked first, how would they be able to rank the others?
Yun Zixiao spoke in a frosty tone.
If you don't believe it, you're welcome to challenge each and everyone ranked amongst the top 10. Provided you are able to defeat them all, you will naturally become the number one master.
Yun Xiuxiu said with a smile,
In my opinion, whether this ranking is valid or not, it all ultimately boils down to one's own strength. Although there are quite a few people missing today, there's still me, Yi Guanzhu, and Shen Daozhang present. 3 out of 10, it wouldn't be too difficult to have a good and satisfying fight here, would it?
Li Qingyu spoke with a cold and detached expression.
You are not worthy of exchanging blows with Shizun. You'll have to defeat me first.
As he spoke, he drew his sword from its sheath. The Qiu Shui sword in his hand resembled a stream of glittering and rippling autumn water, oscillating with surging and falling motions. Although Li Qingyu was powerful, he wasn't even ranked among the top 10. There was no reason for Yun Xiuxiu to fear him. Even before she could speak, Xiao Se, who stood behind her, laughed loudly.
Why trouble our Zongzhu to take action? Let me meet you in battle instead.
As the sound of his voice fell upon their ears, both men had already leapt upwards and lunged towards one another, eventually tangling about in the arena. Although Yun Zixiao had just placed her in the second last ranking amongst the top 10, Yun Xiuxiu truly didn't pay any attention to this ranking. She was just making use of Yun Zixiao's words as an opening. At this moment, she smiled and said,
Yi Guanzhu, since our disciples are already exchanging blows with one another, as their Shifu, shouldn't we also be setting a good example for our disciples?
Her goal for coming here was extremely clear. To subdue thieves, one must first capture their king. As long as she defeats Yi Bichen, whether it is a sword trial conference or the alliance, both would naturally collapse like eroding earth and shattering tiles. Even if the other sex wanted to resist He Huanzong, slaughtering the chicken in front of the monkey would be sufficient deterrence. By then, they would definitely be greatly shocked and terrified and would no longer dare to raise the wind and waves to cause trouble a second time. Seeing that this fight was bound to take place, Yi Bichen put down his horsetail whisk and took up a longsword handed over to him by his disciples. He inclined his head and said,
This humble Taoist will then have to seek advice from Yun Zongzhu.
Upon seeing the situation, Yu Shengyan moved closer to Shen Xiao and whispered in his ear,
Shi Di should not take the initiative to play the hero just yet. Wait until Yi Bichen has been defeated, then you can step forward. By then, wouldn't it be effortless for you to declare yourself as the Meng Zhu?
Shen Qiao didn't know whether to laugh or cry at this. He replied, I have absolutely never considered becoming any sort of Meng Zhu. Yu Shengyan asked in a curious voice, Shi Zun ordered me to come over and assist you. Since you have no intention of leading the alliance, why would he issue me with such a command? Shen Qiao thought in his heart, Your Shi Zun is obstinate and acts impetuously as and when he pleases. The way he speaks and acts is unlike that of a normal person. How would I be able to tell what he's thinking? Yu Shengyan had no knowledge of what had happened between Yan Wushi and Shen Qiao. Neither was he aware of his Shi Zun's change in attitude. He merely assumed that his Shi Zun was still unwilling to give up on his interest in Shen Qiao, and that this was just yet another one of his ideas. So he didn't inquire any further. Now that it turns out to be a complete misunderstanding, he simply reverted to interacting with Shen Qiao as he had in the past.